the holy books.
And then I also watched Oleana, which is based on another Mammoth play. He actually directed this one. And it ends up being like 90 minutes long. And I'd always thought it was a short because it really is like three scenes. Mm-hmm. By and large, it's three scenes with a few things intercut in between to kind of explain what happened, may have happened. About a professor interacting with a student, a female student, and sort of the different agendas and the agenda of academia and its own sort of self-perpetuating, you know, people get tenure and...
What year was that made?
92, I want to say 92, but it could be as late as 95 or as early as 90. Look at how you act. Stupidity and ignorance of academia... I mean, essentially, the William H. Macy character is a critic of academia, but he is an academic. And so there's a sort of weird irony going on there. And then the student is, she's this struggling kind of, really plays herself up as being kind of like, you know, I'm not very good, I don't understand.
It was 94.
Yeah. You know, but higher education is supposed to have this, you know, lofty, important thing. You know, we work hard to get here, and so we should be treated with respect and everything. And so it's kind of about her trying to get respect and him trying to sort of help her understand that the institution isn't really the way to try to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, it incorporates some sort of sense. She charges him with sexual harassment, starts talking about this group, her and her group, that are trying to accomplish something, and they have an agenda, and it involves banning his book, and you start to think that maybe there's sort of an ulterior motive to most of her behavior, and he ends up, like, his life starts falling apart. He was going to buy a house, and he was going to get tenure, and he ends up not getting these things because of things she says, the way she twists things that happen to her side. You know, he tells her a story, but it's not like he's telling it to her as in a form of harassment, but it's kind of like... You know, who counts harassment as harassment, you know? And so when this came out in 94, I think all that sexual harassment stuff was much more, topical at the time. Because I don't know when the Anita Hill thing happened. I think it was maybe 90 or something like that. Well, it was a few years before that.
No, only other play was first put on in 92, so it was probably right after.
Yeah. Well, it did happen in the Bush administration.
Well, it was what, 88 to 92?
92, yeah. So it couldn't have happened... in 93 or something.
Right.
But then at that point, sexual harassment did become a big deal. It seems like, I'm sure it's still a big deal, but it doesn't seem like it's this, like, such a crazy, insane, hot button issue so much anymore. Right. Like, you don't hear about a million of those lawsuits all the time. So, it's kind of dealing with that. It's dealing with issues of power and who has it and how do they use it and what do they do with it. The, facade of academia and things like that.
So who's in the film?
It's just William H. Macy and this woman who I really don't recognize from anything else. I don't really remember her name. No, it wasn't Rebecca Pidgeon.
Because she did the original play.
She did the music for it.
Because really? The original play was H. Macy and her.
I could see it. It's the character, the actress has a lot of sort of Pidgeon mammotism.
If I watched that film and she was in it, I'd probably punch a hole through the screen.
No, that's the thing. That's why it works, because you really kind of get pissed at her at some point. And so you should really watch it. It's really good. It's talky, but you like Mammon already, so it's like there's no reason you wouldn't think something about it. Because it is the kind of movie where you'll probably be on one side, then you'll switch a little bit, then you'll be on the other, and then in the end you'll kind of be left in sort of it's set with the cover tagline, and the cover is stupid. The cover makes it look like it's like more sensual or something. Right. It's like him with his hand on her shoulder looking at her all tenderly, and that's like stupid. That isn't really even in the play or in the movie. Nothing really quite like that.
It's so hard for me to see William H. Macy as, you know, we watched Spartan recently,
mm-hmm.
and he, you know, spoiler, he ends up kind of being like an antagonist to Val Kilmer's character. And it's so weird to see him in any role like that. Even in Fargo, he's not an antagonist in Fargo. He's a scared, desperate guy in the middle who has to do some bad things and tries to do something to make some money and ends up screwing it up.
He's not the antagonist in this either, really.
Well, that's the thing, is that, like, To put him in that role, I think almost, like, you know, not having seen the thing, I would I would feel for him and want to root for him just because it's William H. Macy.
Yeah, you do, kind of. Yeah. And because you're, to be perfectly honest, and because you're a man. It really gets into that.
I hate women, it's true.
No, but she's... He really kind of, within her look and her behavior, there really is this sort of sense of, like a facade of meekness going on about her that's very annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's clear that he's got other things going on, but he is taking time to try and be a good guy to help her out as a student coming to him. He doesn't, like, have to do this, you know what I mean? And because he goes the extra mile, it's like hell is, you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions kind of thing. And that's what happens. And then once she starts talking about her group, and it's not just about her, then you start thinking there's clearly more to this, and it's much more of an agenda, political thing on her part. And it's... We're really into the Rosario Dawson there, huh?
She really grosses me out, but I didn't realize her tits were so big.
Working for you, huh? You just do the thumb thing where you cover the face and...
No. We'll see if she jiggles around a little more. They might be a little too downward pointing. Like they were just made for child feeding.
They're too functional.
Too functional. They're not window seat dressing enough. Thrusting, sex, feral.
It's pretty gratuitous.
AIDS, chlamydia.
Back in Alexander's time?
Well, I was thinking of her rolling around in a bed with Colin Farrell. Hopefully she asked for an antiseptic in between each take. Sprinkling on her cooch.